Here we are again at North County High School. I'm standing with Coach Lawrence Graves of the South Iron Panthers, finding out today that he is Coach of the Year, voted on by the other coaches in the listening area, which is a wide range coach. And so obviously a lot of respect for you and what you were able to accomplish with your team this year, going all the way to the Final Four, finishing third place in state. Of all those accomplishments of the whole season, when you reflect back on it, just what comes across your mind?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's really the memories that you get to make with your kids. You know, that's ultimately you're trying to teach these kids how to have success in life, and you're trying to do that through a game of basketball. And just be able to go through the season with a lot of the highlights that we had, you know, won a couple tournaments, conference champions, and obviously going and playing on the biggest spotlight at Columbia. You know, it's just a you know, in the moment, it's hard to really appreciate all that you've done. But, you know, now that we're out of the season, you know, for, you know, a month removed, it's, you know, you have time to reflect on it and really just look back and how special of a season it was and the memories that we all got to make together.
Ashley Micken, just a junior guard, Dream Team athlete this year. You had a lot of good words for her to say up there on the stage today. But off the stage, what are some other things you want to add to her accolades and to her character and whatever?
You know, the kids make coaches look great. You know, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you if I didn't have great kids. You know, Ashley, obviously, her and Allie Wilfong, our lone senior this year, they kind of paved the way with the leadership. And you know, if you don't know them, it's really hard to put into words how to describe them. You know, those are two fantastic young ladies that both have very bright futures beyond basketball. And so, you know, to have a couple kids like them to lead the way for us, you know, it's just truly is special. You know, they work really hard both on the court and in the classroom. They're both very involved in the community. They're both willing to, you know, be the first one to jump in and help someone that needed it. And obviously, you know, we had 9 underclassmen this year, and those two, they were the biggest help that us coaching staff could have had. You know, they come in and they not only demonstrated both physically, but, you know, just with the character that we would like to see and establish in our program. And so just having kids like that is really priceless.
You mentioned how players make coaches look good. So what was sort of – or what has it been like – for you to just be surrounded by such great talent, such great character, and just such great ladies, young ladies in general?
Honestly, it's a dream come true. You know, like I said, going to the Final Four was was a priceless experience, and only having one senior and knowing that you've got the potential to be able to do it again is just beyond description. And so having that much talent, it would be one thing if I had to work really hard to push these kids to get them to strive to be as good as they want to be, but I don't. You know, these kids are self-motivated. I mean, it's really a dream, a coach's dream come true. You know, we don't have those players that we got to drag to the gym and force to work hard and put time on the clock to make them run. They run hard. We don't have to time them. Those little details like that says a lot about the kids and their desire to have success and their willingness to do what it takes to have success.
Of all your years coaching, would you say that this was probably the best experience you've had?
Well, obviously, wins and losses, obviously, yeah, hands down. Each year for me has been a true blessing. You know, every group that I've had, I've coached some teams that didn't win very many games. Of course, this year we won a lot of games, and I don't know that I could say, you know, one year is better than the other. Each year is different. Each team is different. And to me, I found success in every single team that I coached. And, I'm really proud of every group that I had, whether they won a lot of games or not. There's just some years you walk into a bad situation and you don't have a lot of numbers or a lot of talent. But, you know, when kids work hard and they give you everything they got, it's really hard to not be proud of that because, to me, I don't really define – I don't even know what my career coaching record is. I don't really care because that's not what I base my success off of. I want to be able to prepare these kids for when they walk out of the high school doors as a senior that I've equipped them with a good work ethic, a good attitude, and just try to give them the life skills that they need to be successful individuals.
Well, Coach, you're a class act. Your team was a class act, certainly, this year. We've been able to talk to the girls as well a couple of times, and especially Ashley Micken. So it's been a great pleasure, and we definitely look forward to next basketball season.
Well, appreciate you guys covering us this year. Not a lot of people know where South Iron is, let alone want to cover our basketball games. So we truly appreciate you getting us on the radio and letting our community hear the games that they couldn't come and watch.
Lawrence Graves, South Iron, Lady Panthers, Coach of the Year. Sounds pretty good.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that is Coach Lawrence Graves, South Iron Panthers, joining us today on Regional Radio.